I'm Kevin Keith. And Melissa Miller's over there. On the phone, we've got Dr. Steve Tharp. Dr. Tharp, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm so happy that we can call and have relaxed conversations now instead of talking about all this this COVID stuff. First off, I believe it or not, I'm prepared for this interview today. First off, what's the state of COVID in Clinton County, our region, Dr. Tharp, based on information you've seen?
Well, you know, Clinton County is looking pretty good, really. We're getting along well, as is the rest of the state at the moment. You know, there's another new variant out there that's wandering around, but so far it doesn't seem to be making major changes anywhere. So my personal opinion is that the vaccines that we have are kind of working for us, and so that's a good thing. And you know, we're always on the lookout, but so far we're able to get back to a lot of the activities in the Board of Health that we just haven't had time to give our full attention to. So that's great.
Dr. Tharp, I saw something yesterday, and I did a little bit of searching on it this morning. I saw where the Biden administration has secured 20 million doses of this COVID-19 antiviral pill. Are you familiar with Paxlovid?
Yeah, Paxlovid is I believe the first oral medicine that we've had that appears to be effective against COVID, and is available, I believe, now for distribution and use. Mm-hmm. Medication works if you get it started with it. It's like the flu medicine that we've had in the past, and you have to start using the medicine early on in order to get the good results. This is the same way, but it's a very good thing. Now, the idea is that we would have people have some of that out there, and if they start getting symptoms, then using it. However, I'm not sure we got enough of that.
Right.
Yeah.
To do that, so you know, that's going to be the challenge for us is how do we distribute this, and one of the keys will be, of course, being able to do a home COVID test and finding out that it's positive, and then say, okay, let's get started.
Jump on it early. Yeah.
Right. We want to make sure our listeners do understand this is not a cure; it is a treatment to help. You know, get you through it maybe a little quicker and a little easier.
Yes, absolutely. And that's important. You know, all of these things, nothing is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to recognize that you're improving your chances, and improving your chances is a very good thing to do. But you know, we there's nothing that we can do that absolutely guarantees you won't get it.
Dr. Tharp, I saw one more thing here. Again, yesterday, just kind of scrolling through the news, I saw that Michigan seems to be kind of concerned with their BA2 subvariant that apparently is going around there. Is that the same in Indiana, or is Michigan in a little more of a serious situation than we are?
I believe Michigan has more difficulty than we do. That is the variant that we're watching very closely to see what's going to happen. So far, that, you know, it's been something that we haven't seen a great deal of activity, but obviously it's there, and it's certainly possible to get more active. The other thing is it depends a little bit on you know, how much of the population is vaccinated, and that's a big thing. It also depends how much we mix and see a lot of different people, and Michigan has more larger urban areas than we do. That might have some concern as well. But we just have to see. We have to remain vigilant.
Well, Dr. Tharp, we certainly appreciate your time. Is there anything else we need to know from you before we let you go concerning the local health department?
No, I think we're doing well on the local level. I am anxiously waiting to hear what's going to come out of the governor's public health commission. Indiana, in general, for public health, is 40th out of 50, and that commission has been brought together to make recommendations to how we can improve the situation we have in Indiana as far as public health. And so that's the next big thing on the horizon to see what comes up. And they should be bringing that out this summer with some recommendations. So that's the other thing. And in the meantime, we're going to keep doing what we're doing and hoping that that's the answer to at least the short term here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Tharp. Appreciate your time and expertise.